Funding for the live broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is provided in part by Christus Spahn Health System, a South Texas community partner for generations. Christus Spahn is proud to be a part of your life, caring for families and providing quality medical care to all. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of the Cathedral Mass broadcasts. Additional funding is provided by the John G. and Marie Stella Kennedy Memorial Foundation, the Dr. and Mrs. Hugh A. Kennedy Foundation, and the Koch Foundation, supporting the Catholic Church and its ministries across South Texas.
Live from Corpus Christi, Texas, welcome to the Cathedral Sunday Mass, where the gospel is proclaimed and our spirit refreshed by the real presence of the living God. Join us as we celebrate the Holy Eucharist, live from Corpus Christi Cathedral.
Thank you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Peace be with you. Good morning to everyone here in the cathedral and to those watching on television or listening by streaming or radio. And I want to greet my brothers in the McConnell unit of in Beeville. I think of you often, and on this beautiful day, I want to greet you. Today's our feast day, the feast of Corpus Christi, a special day for all of us in the diocese, in the city, and also here in the cathedral. And that special day is marked by those who will be receiving the Lord Jesus in Holy Communion for the first time. So we welcome you and your families. It's also a day that we can again congratulate our two new deacons, ordained deacons yesterday, Deacon Charles Silvas and Deacon Carlos de la Rosa. So they are serving with us today at Mass. To everyone, welcome and happy feast day. Let us now pause and acknowledge our sins so as to prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries.
Lord Jesus, you raise us to new life. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord Jesus, you forgave us our sins. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord Jesus, you feed us with your body and blood. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy. And may Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Let us pray. O God, who in this wonderful sacrament have left us a memorial of your passion, grant us, we pray, so to revere the sacred mysteries of your body and blood, that we may always experience in ourselves the fruits of your redemption. Who live and reign with God the Father in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
A reading from the book of Exodus. When Moses came to the people, and related all the words and ordinances of the Lord. They all answered with one voice, "We will do everything that the Lord has told us." Moses then wrote down all the words of the Lord and said, rising early the next morning, he erected at the foot of the mountain an altar and 12 pillars for the 12 tribes of Israel. Then, having sent certain young men of the Israelites to offer holocausts and sacrifice young bulls as peace offerings to the Lord, Moses took half of the blood and put it in large bowls. The other half he splashed on the altar. Taking the book of the covenant, he read it aloud to the people, who answered, "All that the Lord has said, we will heed and do." Then he took the blood and sprinkled it on the people, saying, "This is the blood of the covenant that the Lord has made with you, in accordance with all these words of his." The word of the Lord.
Precious in the eyes of the Lord is the death of his faithful ones. I am your servant, the son of your handmaid. You have loosed my bonds. I will take the cup of offer sacrifice of thanksgiving, and I will call upon the name of the Lord. My vows to the Lord I will pay in the presence of all his people. I will take a cup of salvation and call.
A reading from the letter to the Hebrews. Brothers and sisters, when Christ came as high priest of the good things that have come to be, passing through the greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made by hands, that is, not belonging to this creation, he entered once for all into the sanctuary, not with the blood of goats and calves, but with his own blood, thus obtaining eternal redemption. For if the blood of goats and bulls and the sprinkling of a heifer's ashes can sanctify those who are defiled so that their flesh is cleansed, how much more will the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself unblemished to God, cleanse our consciences from the dead works to worship the living God? For this reason, he is mediator of the new covenant. Since a death has taken place for deliverance from transgressions under the first covenant, those who are called may receive the promised eternal inheritance. The word of the Lord.
True. Bring him all the praise you know. be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, O Lord.
On the first day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread, when they sacrificed the Passover lamb, Jesus' disciples said to him, "Where do you want us to go and prepare for you to eat the Passover?" He sent two of his disciples and said to them, "Go into the city, and a man will meet you carrying a jar of water. Follow him. Wherever he enters, say to the master of the house, 'The teacher says, where is my guest room, where I may eat the Passover with my disciples?' Then he will show you a large upper room, furnished and ready. Make the preparations for us there." The disciples then went off, entered the city, and found it just as he had told them, and they prepared the Passover. While they were eating, he took bread, said the blessing, broke it, gave it to them, and said, "Take it, this is my body." Then he took a cup, gave thanks, and gave it to them, and they all drank from it. He said to them, "This is my blood of the covenant, which will be shed for many. Amen, I say to you, I shall not drink again the fruit of the vine until the day when I drink it new in the kingdom of God." Then, after singing a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives.
The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Well, this is a special day for you, isn't it? Yes, good. How many of you like to go on journeys or trips? I think maybe all of us do, right? We all do. Well, today, let's take a little trip, okay? Let's take a little journey with our mind. Do you have an imagination? So let's imagine something, okay? And that's going to be a mental trip. So let's go somewhere. And where I want to go with you is to Jerusalem. Do you know where Jerusalem is? No, I don't think so. But it's far, far, far away. And it's where Jesus lived. And where Jesus died for us on the cross. And it's where Jesus ate the Last Supper. When you were preparing for today, did you talk about the Last Supper? The catechists and parents, they will talk about the Last Supper after today, right? I'm sure they did. So what happened at the Last Supper? So Jesus did three things. And the most important thing was that he gathered his friends, or we call them the apostles, around a table, and they celebrated a meal. Now, let's think about the meal. Do you have birthdays? And you have, on your birthday, you either have friends over for lunch or a meal, but I'm sure you have a cake, right? So you have friends, and what are you doing on your birthday? What are you remembering on your birthday? The day you were born, right? So you weren't there, right? Well, you were there, but you don't remember it. So you have to have a cake or a meal with your friends to remember. What do we do at Christmas time? What do we remember on Christmas? Wow, everybody knows that. Yes. Can you pull it down and tell me? So Jesus' birthday, right. And we come here and we have a meal with our families to remember, not that we're getting gifts, but we remember that Jesus, who is God, was born for us. So take that remembering now back to Jerusalem around the table. And Jesus wanted his disciples to remember something that he was going to do the next day. He was going to give up his life for us. Now that may be a little hard for you to stretch your mind to that, but he was going to love us so much that he would give up everything, which meant he would give up his very life. And so he took a piece of bread, and as we heard in the gospel, as we will hear in a few moments, he said these words, This bread is my body, which will be given up for you. And then he took a cup of wine and he said, this is my blood, which will be shed for you. Now, because he was God, he could do that. He could do that. And so the early church, those apostles and then later others, kept doing that because he said, do this in memory of me. As you celebrate my birthday, so celebrate this moment that I am giving you my body and my blood. And that's what we do today and every Sunday at Mass. We come together to receive the greatest gift, and I say this to the adults as well as to the children, the greatest gift you could imagine. It's the gift of God, the gift of Jesus who comes into our life. And that's why when you come up for communion, we bow. It's like when your grandparents come over, what's the first thing you do when you see them? Don't you go give them a hug? Well, we can't do that with Jesus, right? But he's so important to us. He's so special to us that we bow. And then the priest or the deacon says, or the person giving communion, this is my body, the body of Christ. And we make like a little throne, like that, and we say amen, which means welcome. Welcome into my home of myself. And then we eat the body of Jesus Christ. That's what's happening today. It's a very special moment. I was thinking, we were talking in the sacristy, I think it was April the 9th, 1957. Most of you aren't even born yet. I received my first communion just like you're doing today. And I remember it very, very, very clearly. Because it was the first time, not the last time, but the first time that I was able to receive Jesus into my life in that way. And so I want you to remember this day, but I also want you to come every Sunday with your parents. Parents, it's your responsibility to come together as a family. There's nothing that will gel your family more in a world that needs people together to come together with the children, with the whole family, and celebrate the moment that Jesus gives himself every week into our lives. Let's not wait till confirmation. Come together. Be around that table, the table of the altar, and say, "Welcome, Lord. Come, be here together." So that's the first thing that happens. But Jesus did two more things at the Last Supper. As his friends were sitting there, some of them were saying, "Move over. I'm more important than you are." "No, you're not. Move over. I'm more important." And they start fighting. They had God right in front of them. They started fighting. Who's more important? And Jesus said, "It can't be like that. If you're going to receive me, you can't fight among yourselves." And so he gave them, this is number two, he gave them a commandment. Not a suggestion, but a commandment to love one another. And so where does this commandment happen in your lives? It means to love in your family first. Moms and dads, love one another. Children, love your brothers and sisters. Love your mom and dad. To love means to respect, to help, to do things for each other. I know of little kids that when they, in the morning they kind of try to outdo each other in doing little acts of love. I remember a little girl telling me one time she gets up and makes up her sister's bed for her because she wants to love her sister. She wants to do something. And so that kind of love in the family is so important today. So important. And where does it come from? It comes from the commandment of Jesus, who gives us himself and now says, "Go and love as I loved you." And then the third thing that Jesus did, as he took a bowl of water, he took off his outer garment, put a towel, and he washed the feet of his disciples. These dirty, nasty feet. Now, I'm not asking you to do that. But it's a symbol for us. It's a symbol to love other people. To not turn our back on people that need help. To not gossip about people. To not slam people on the internet with our little twicky doodles, whatever they're called. But to serve people. To not think about ourselves. Jesus, when he died on the cross, he wasn't thinking about himself. He humbled himself and he served others. And so when you receive communion today, I want to give you a little project so you don't forget what you did today. I want you to do two things. I want you to, sometime today, find a little act of love that you can do in your family. It might mean helping clean up a little bit. It might mean take the trash out, feed the dog. But something that you want to do to show that you love your family. And then for the rest of the week, I want you to find two things that you can do for someone else. Maybe it's a friend. Maybe it's somebody in your neighborhood that needs a little help. But that's what makes the Eucharist, the body and the blood of Jesus, real for me. And then next Sunday, I want you back here again to receive the body and the blood of Jesus. You understand? Okay, great. So this is a special day, and I'm so happy to be here with you, with the deacons and Father Pete, your families, and the whole parish, and those who are watching also on television. We're not superstars. We're just people of faith who want to share our faith with those at home. So God bless you, and may this be a special, special day for you to remember how much God loves you by giving you his Son, Jesus Christ. God bless you. And now let us stand and profess our faith. Sit down. I believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God. Father, before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, and not me. Substantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. And by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. In accordance with the scriptures, he ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through his prophets. In one holy Catholic and apostolic church, I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. My dear friends, Jesus gave us the Eucharist, and in this he fulfills the promise to be with us always until the end of time. Confident in his presence in the Holy Eucharist, we bring our prayers and petitions.
For the Church, the body of Christ, may the grace of God help us to be faithful communities, united in love of God and neighbor. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all who exercise authority in the world, may the Lord bless them with a spirit of truth, justice, and mercy. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all who are sick or in need, may they find comfort in the love of Christ and hope in the promise of eternal life. We pray to the Lord. For those of us newly ordained, as we celebrate our ordination to the diaconate, may we be reminded each day to turn to Christ and continue to be his servants in the Diocese of Corpus Christi. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all of our children receiving Jesus for the first time in Holy Communion, that they be sustained with the bread of life, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those who have died in an especial way, for Daniel Trejo, for Robert Solis, Frank Garza Jr., Susana Molina, and the deceased members of the Hagelin family, may they enter into the fullness of life foreshadowed here in the celebration of the Eucharist. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those intentions we now offer in the silence of our hearts. We pray to the Lord.
Loving Father, the Holy Eucharist is the gift that your Son gives to us each day, and each one of us longs for that gift. To the grace of the Eucharist, let us become more the body of Christ in communion with you and one another through Christ our Lord.
Sempiterna gloria.
pray, my dear friends, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and of all his holy church.
Grant your church, O Lord, we pray, the gifts of unity and peace, whose signs are to be seen in mystery, in the offerings we here present, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and eternal God, through Christ our Lord. For at the Last Supper, with his apostles, he established for the ages to come the saving memorial of the cross. He offered himself to you as the unblemished Lamb, the acceptable gift of perfect praise. Nourishing faithfully by this sacred mystery, you make them holy so that the human race, bounded by one world, may be enlightened by one faith and united in one bond of charity. And so we approach the table of this wondrous sacrament, so that bathed in the sweetness of your grace, we may pass over to the heavenly realities here foreshadowed. Therefore, all creatures of heaven and earth sing a new song in adoration, and we, with all the hosts of angels, cry out, and without end we acclaim. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many, for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me. The mystery of faith. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly, we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope, me, your unworthy servant, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. And now together let us pray the prayer that Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom and the power and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Hello, I'm Father Pete Alisadro, rector of the Corpus Christi Cathedral. And on behalf of Bishop Mulvey and the Cathedral family, we want to thank you for joining us for the celebration of the Holy Eucharist. May God continue to bless you and all of your loved ones with his love, peace, and joy, and may you always know how we carry you always in our prayers. And may Almighty God bless you and keep you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The weekly broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is made possible in part by the generosity of Christus Spahn Health System. A part of your life, providing advanced quality care and vital services close to home, and dedicated to keeping South Texas healthy and strong. More information is available at christaspahn.org. Our thanks to Christa Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of this broadcast. If you have been blessed by our efforts and would like to support the Cathedral TV Mass Ministry, consider sending a tax-deductible contribution to the address on your screen. The Cathedral Sunday Mass is a ministry of Corpus Christi Cathedral and CCN, the Catholic Communications Network.